Jay, PrepRunningNerd.com is back with us again. It's been a couple of weeks, Jay, since we last checked in with you. I'm guessing a few things have happened since then, haven't they?
Oh, for sure. A lot has happened, and I wanted to start with last week's meet at McCook. So that meet included Elijah Goodall, a Perkins County freshman who's just made a huge splash this season. He's currently ranked fourth in Class D behind his top-ranked teammate, Mason McGreer. And last Thursday, he was in second place for most of the race. Unfortunately, he just didn't eat quite enough before the race, and at some point, his body stopped cooperating. He was visibly struggling with 400 meters to go, but was still in 10th place with 150 meters left. However, he was about to fall when Grant Capel of McCook caught him. Instead of passing Elijah and grabbing the 10th place medal, Grant stopped to help Elijah. They kind of walked, jogged together. Elijah fell a couple times, but they finished together. Grant pushed Elijah into 14th place, and Grant was in 15th. Nebraska TV saw our photos on our Twitter account and did a quick story on it. And so we've got that link in our weekly nerds letter as well as some more information. But really a stand-up job by Grant, and we're happy he's getting some recognition for the good deed he did.
No question, Jay. Just a great kid, great family. Have you ever, in your years of covering cross-country, have you ever seen anything like this before?
Well, in fact, we did about 2 years ago. We wrote a long article about an event at districts, Class A districts. Neither of the boys was in the hunt for a state berth, but one boy fell with about 50 meters to go, and a senior stopped and gave him a ride and kind of walked him in, and very cool. And that actually, those photos went viral across the country. So in that case, Brandon Shutt ended up being on Good Morning America, the Today Show, and a couple other things. So I don't know if Grant's going to get that national publicity, but we're sure happy he's getting some local accolades.
Did a great job, no question about it. Now, since the season is about 4 weeks old now, Jay, do you have a good idea which teams will be contending for state titles?
Well, of course, nothing's certain on a race day. Some people might feel good and some people might not, but we definitely have a better idea of which teams should be in the hunt for a state title. The Class D girls competition might be the fiercest. Defending champion Hemingford has been running really well, but we've also been impressed by Crofton, David City Aquinas, and Pender. Only three runners score in Class D, but Pender has four runners that are very good. The Cruzmark sisters, who transferred from Wayne, are both ranked, but freshman Megan Breitbarth and former volleyball player Hadley Walsh have swept the top four spots at three meets this season. On the boys' side for Class D, we think the winning team will need two medalists and a third boy in the top 20. North Platte, St. Patrick's, Franklin, Extell, and Perkins County are all capable of that. Perkins County could very well have two boys in the top five, but they're going to need a third runner to come up big. In Class C boys, Gothenburg is the clear favorite. They've returned a squad that would make any coach jealous, but they've also added freshman Tyler Hetz, who is currently ranked second in Class C. He's undefeated this year despite facing some of the best competition in Class B, C, and D. And the Class C girls race is more wide open. Columbus SCOTUS is ranked second after winning the small school division at the Platte River Rumble. Auburn is still ranked first, but Aurora will definitely be in the mix. In Class B girls, Norris is a favorite despite losing to Elkhorn North a few days ago in some very hot conditions. Norris won the Platte River Rumble large school title over Lincoln East, which is arguably a huge achievement. And I'm afraid that Elkhorn North may lose one of their better runners for the season due to an injury. In Class A and B boys, I think the title hunt comes down to two teams. Omaha Scott and Lexington are ranked first and second. They've combined to win the last six titles, and they seem to be the top two teams this year. They'll finally compete against each other on Monday at Kearney. So there's a third team, Norris. They've beaten Scutt this year, but they did so when Scutt's top runner was out with an illness. Over in Class A, I'd call Creighton Prep and Fremont co-favorites. Prep beat Fremont in the first race of the season up in Sioux Falls, but Fremont has a knack for peaking at state. And then finally, the Class A girls race effectively belongs to Lincoln East, who has won the last five state titles. While at least one of their athletes is fighting an injury, no other Class A team has the top-tier depth and the top-tier talent that they have.
You've mentioned the Platte River Rumble several times, and we talked last time about that first-ever event. How did that go?
Well, for better or worse, over a year ago, I scheduled a vacation for that weekend, so I missed the meet. However, we had five nerds there, including our drone video team, and you can go to our Prep Running Nerd YouTube account to see some great videos from that day. The competition and the weather were great. The course was flat, and several runners said that the ground was so firm that it felt like they were running on a track. I don't know that the River Rumble will ever be as large as UNK, in part because of the lack of parking, but it's definitely a great addition for the running community.
You also mentioned the hot conditions at a meet earlier this week. One of your fellow nerds, Tony Chapman, has suggested that all meets held before October should be started in the morning to avoid that heat. Do you agree with his take on that?
I think Tony's attended some really hot meets this year, so I completely understand his viewpoint. I've had other parents tell me that they don't like morning meets because the kids miss more school and it's often difficult for parents to get to the meet. I have to be honest, it's also difficult for nerds to get to those meets because we all have real jobs. There's also a consideration that the timing companies have a limited number of staff and timing equipment, so they probably wouldn't be able to cover as many meets if they were all held in the morning. However, I understand Tony's point. Morning conditions are usually better. As long as meet directors are switching start times when temps are unusually high, however, I guess I'm fine with the current approach.
What do you have on your radar for the next couple of weeks now?
Well, so on Thursday, September 21st, we'll be publishing an article at PrepRunningNerd.com about a 12-year-old boy who went into cardiac arrest at a middle school cross-country meet. If you think it's improbable that a heart would stop beating in a healthy seventh grader, you'll be even more amazed by the series of events and people involved that are the reasons that he's still alive today. We're really excited to share that story.
Well, that's super. He's doing much better, I take it now.
He is, and he's itching to get back to running, but the doctors haven't given him all clear yet. But it's just it's a story that ends well, and we stumbled on it because of a random Facebook post that somebody passed on to me, and it's just a great story. It's tough to write for me as a father, but it's definitely a great story.
That University of Nebraska Kearney meet Monday is going to be a big one, isn't it?
It is. It's the biggest of the year. They'll have at least 80 teams. I think there's 20 teams in every division. Just like Platte River Rumble, teams are given the option to opt up, just the entire team or an individual runner. However, most teams don't choose to do that because this is their opportunity to see who their chief competitors are at state. So we'll have up to 10 nerds at that UNK meet, including our three-person video team. We've gotten approval from the Kearney Country Club and the NFAA to use our drone at that meet. So in the days after the meet, our team will create videos for at least four races. Those eight races go so quickly that I just don't think we can video all of them on Monday, but we do think that our followers will appreciate a new view of the UNK course, particularly if they couldn't be there on Monday.
Jay, you've said it before, but can you remind our listeners where to find out more about Nebraska Cross Country?
So we're an all-volunteer group that gives you plenty of ways to be a cross country fan. We post our weekly nerds letter, rankings, results, and photo links at PrepRunningNerd.com. We're active on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and our 20 nerds post thousands of amazing and free pictures every week on our Facebook page.
And the big kicker right there is free photos. I mean, wow, that's tremendous. It's awfully nice of what you do with posting all those free photos.
Well, one of the things I found out when I was writing this story about the 12-year-old, I asked his parents for some pictures of him running at his first meet. And I hate to be critical of iPhones, but I'm going to say the photos weren't the best. So I may be finding a Millard Public School cross-country meet in the next couple of weeks to give that boy some real race pictures.
Jay, always a pleasure talking to you. Keep up the good work. We're coming up into the month of October and some big meets coming up. It's going to be fun to follow over the next couple of weeks, isn't it?
It's going to be a blast. We can't wait.